many here today think you're a pretty friendly person? All right.
Good.
I'm going to talk about becoming a friend. When we have picnic time, I like to talk about that, being friendly and becoming friends. You know, I was thinking, baptizing Brother Mateo, it's like, you know, the old dogs, when they love you, they come up to you when they're all wet, shake, they're friendly. It says, nothing like being around Mateo, man. He shook all over me, covered me. All right, it's great, though, amen. He's excited about him. Glad to see him go down in Jesus' name. Amen. That's awesome. Amen. I'll have something to always jab him about now. So, you guys see me when I come out of there? I mean, I was covered, man. So, amen. You can be seated. I want to talk about becoming a friend. Becoming a friend. And so, we want to talk about our faith, make it practical, make it positive. And Jesus called us to be the salt. He called us to be light. Amen? And he did that in Matthew 5. But before we can be light, we must be salt. I'll say that again. Before we can be light, we must be salt. That means that we, by being salt, we have to be an influence. All right? Salt changes things, doesn't it? You ever make your food too salty? Okay, it's not enjoyable. But when you put that on there, the point I'm trying to make is it changes whatever it comes against. It changes. So if we are going to be a light, we have to be an influence first, and that is salt. You see, it is of little value to have the truth, folks, of God's word and know the way of salvation if we cannot influence others that they might see the light of the gospel. What I'm saying is what we have has to be able to make a difference in somebody's life. And if you're not making a difference in somebody's life, you need to do something about it. So listen, Church of Pentecost, listen to me today. If you're here in this church, we've had a lot of visitors lately. Are you doing more than just shaking their hands and saying hi? Do you have any phone numbers? Are you reaching people outside of here? Come on. We have to make a difference, not just when they come through the door. That's great. I want you to be friendly. I want all that stuff. But I'm saying, what difference are you making in their lives? If you're here today and you're a lady, you ought to have some of these other ladies' numbers and talking to them outside of here, maybe taking them out to coffee, fellowshipping with them, or whatever it may be. If you're a man here, you need to be reaching out to other men. All right? And you see how I said that too. Women with women, men with men. We don't need no jumping into relationships. We need you to get a relationship with God. Then let God deal with whatever else. Amen? So you have to make an influence in others' lives. Again, remember, if you bring somebody you want the church to do their job and reach out, you need to do the same. Come on. Oh, it's getting quiet here. I can park on this. Amen? Is this what God wants? Come on. How many Bible studies are you trying to get from what's just coming in these doors? We need to do this. So how do we become a positive witness for Jesus Christ? How do we do that for other people? How can we influence others with the gospel of Jesus Christ? How can we do that? It begins, hear me today, it begins with an understanding of what the Bible teaches concerning being a friend to others. One of the things that just, you know, you've heard me talk about the story of Zacchaeus and how that Jesus Christ made a difference in his life. And Zacchaeus has been around for a while, folks. He made a name for himself. He was not very popular. He was a tax collector for the Roman government. He was hated by the Jews. But Jesus, because Jesus reached out to him, made a difference, changed that man. We need to do that in people's lives and just becoming a friend. Why is it so hard to become a friend of somebody? The Bible teaches that. In Proverbs 18:24, I'm going to show you what the Bible says. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. And it goes on, and there is a friend that sticketh closer to than a brother. If Jesus wants us to do what he does. He wants us to imitate him. He's our friend. He sticks closer than a brother. Amen. We ought to have friends. That's why I always say it blows my mind sometimes when people just slide in, slide out. Become, this is your family. This is our family. Come in. Be glad to be here. Hang out. So what does friendship have to do with the church? The following, you may ask, well, quite truthfully, the Bible has quite a lot to say about being a friend to other people. So and when you think about it, if any group of people within this modern day society should be friendly, it should be us. It should be Christians. Amen? We should be friendly. We should be friends to people. Amen? How are we going to reach people if we're not their friend? You know, it's hard to trust a stranger. Come on, somebody walk up to you on the street and you're like, you're going to try to be friendly, but at the same time you're like, all right, what are they trying to do here? What are they going to pull a gun on me, or are they going to beg me for money? Or you're skeptical, right? Because you don't know them. And it's the same way when people come here. They need to get to know us. They need to feel that they can trust us. Amen. And they can count on us. That we're going to help them get to know our Jesus Christ because he changed us. Are you the same today as you were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago? No. So this society we lived in, it can be very scary, amen, but we have to understand with Jesus in us, we have to take that chance on people that come here and let them know, hey, we're here for you. So as Christians, we should be friends. Those who have been befriended by Jesus need to befriend others. Jesus said this to his disciples in John 15, verse 14 through 15, ye are my friends. If ye do whatsoever I command you, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not his Lord what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Amen. Jesus said, look, I'm not calling you a servant, even though we come and serve him, and we look at that. Paul says, I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus said, I want you to know you're more than that to me. You're my friend. What is a friend? The dictionary defines the term this way. A person whom one knows well and is fond of. Intimate, associate, close acquaintance. A person on the same side in a struggle. One who is not an enemy or a foe, who's an ally. A supporter or a sympathizer. Something thought of as like a friend in being helpful, reliable. Are you that to people that God brings into our life? Are you being that? Are you there? See, folks, obviously a friend is not someone whom a person is merely acquainted. That's why I say that's why we have our small groups. And if you're here today, you need to get involved in our small groups. We do this so that we can get to know each other and be there for each other. Let me tell you something, folks. I believe there's a time coming where we're going to need each other. We're going to rely on each other. And, you've heard one of the political parties have already declared that the Christians are not supporting them. It's not going to get any easier in this world. There may be a day they may chain our doors shut. Say, well, this is America. Yeah, I've seen America change in the last few years. Big time. It's scary. So we need each other. And when you read of the early church, they said they met from house to house. They didn't have buildings like this. Come on. And that's how they got together. We may be going back to that someday. And so we need each other. We need friendship. We need to know, hey, I can count on this person. You know, in the church in Vietnam, folks, it's a communist country. And you better know who you're dealing with, because somebody may turn you in. So we need to understand each other, know each other, and have that friendship. And like the dictionary says here, fond of, intimate, associate, close acquaintance. We need to know each other, have that friendship. So a friend is not someone whom a person merely is acquainted with. That's just an acquaintance. I met them. I don't know them. And that's why we want each other to get to know each other. So today, as you're at that park, and don't just hang out with the people. I'm asking you this. Please don't just hang out with those that you always hang out with. Get sit down with somebody that you don't really know and try to get to know them. One amen. One yeah. That sound good? Some of you are getting hives already. Thinking, really? Breaking out. Need a rash. Spray you some. Sit down with others. Get to know them. Let them know you care. There are someone with whom a person shares things in common, a friend is, and whom one feels comfortable with. But you're never going to get there if you don't try. Right? You have to try things first. You have to say, hey, I'm going to break out of this shell. I'm going to get to know. Because, folks, be honest, that we in our society today, it's very hard to get to know people. We live in that day and age where, you know, years ago it used to be sit on the front porch and everybody knew their neighbors and waved as they went by. And now we're in our backyards on our decks with our fences around our house. And that's just where we've went. Well, the church needs to go back to that. Hey, let's be friends. Let's get to know people. Because that's what God intended. We are relational. God made us relational. We need each other. And, you know, and you say, well, why are you harping on this? Because I know there's people here who are just got their little groups they like to deal with. And I'm saying you need to get out of that. And as your pastor, I hope you understand this is the teaching of the Word of God. This is not just your pastor. This is what God wants. And I believe if we do what God wants, we're going to have the revival that God wants to give. Amen? God gives us revival when? When we obey His Word, when we pray, we seek His face, and when we do the things that God teaches. That's when we have revival. Not until then. So friends are someone with whom a person shares things in common and whom they feel comfortable with. They are someone with whom a person can divulge private information to without fear of everyone else hearing about it. I can count on you. A friend is a supporter and a sympathizer. They will tell a person the truth about themselves when they need to hear it. What? You need to have friends like that. They will come up and just get right in your face, stick their finger right under your nose and say, you need to stop this. And you not get mad at them. Because they're your friend and they care about you. Huh? You don't always want a yes person around. What do you think about it? No, you need to stop, knock that off. You're going to get yourself in trouble messing around like that. That's what the kind of friend you need. You ever meet people like that? I know a person that all their friends are needy, and they need that person. What kind of friendship is that? You need somebody that don't need you, and will tell you like it is. Huh? Oh, it's quiet. Come on. Friends help one another, can rely on one another. Can you count on people that you're friends? Maybe you need to get some new ones. Come on. A friend is one not likely to imitate friends with everyone else. You're just who you are. But being friendly with most people is within one's grasp. You can do it. I'm here today to tell you, you can do it. Come on. So I want to see y'all visiting with somebody. Don't make me have to drag you over to somebody. I can do that. This should be especially important to us if we're trying to reach our mission field. If we're trying to reach our world, folks, this is important. I'm telling you, you will not reach your world if you can't make yourself friendly. Come on. You want friends that are friendly. All right? So do other people. So if you want to reach your world, you want to reach your mission field, you must make yourself friendly. The scripture tells us to do that. We can't just disregard this, what I'm talking about today, because the scripture tells us to make yourself friendly. It will be up to each Christian here at Church of Pentecost to make visitors in our mindset feel welcome and comfortable. Now, if you're here today and you're a visitor, don't think this is strange, because this is how come our church is friendly, because I teach this kind of stuff all the time. Ask anybody here. Come on. Because I believe it's important. You know, I just can't pick a day when we don't invite any friends, no visitors, so I'm going to get on to church. No. I want you to know this is what you, if you're going to come here, you're going to hear this stuff all the time. Because we need to be friendly. Come on. I've heard of people going in churches and maybe one person shakes their hand. I don't want that here. I want your hand to be tired when you leave. All right? So, if you're here, you consider yourself part of Church of Pentecost. You need to welcome and make people feel comfortable and get to know them. Amen? We may even have to go out of our way to do these things sometimes. Go out of your way. Amen? Do whatever it takes. Our friendliness must be genuine. Amen? We have to be genuine, never fake, and we must do so for the glory of God, for the good of the church. We must do this. Amen? Folks, listen, very few of us desire to live the life of a hermit. Makes you wonder about some of the people, isn't it? Why they want to live that way, but that's some people choose that way. We want friends. Most people want friends. But what happens, especially in church, is that when we gain a certain amount of security in limiting the number of people who we allow to become close to us. And we're afraid to put it out. Maybe you've been burned by somebody, and so you're afraid to, but hey, that's not what God wants. If you're doing that, you're not pleasing to God. He put himself out there all the time. And we know the Bible says he was rejected. But it didn't stop him from putting himself out there. So we must do that. We have to understand we need to be secure in him. Nobody else, but amen, we need to be secure in him. When we're secure in him, then we can be secure with others. I'm not saying it's easy when people do you wrong and burn you and things. I'm not saying that it is, but we have to be able to overcome that and put ourselves out there. Amen? Amen? How about an amen on this side? All right, how about over here? All right, there we go. Boy, this is rough today. I'm telling you, it's like teaching about giving. Whew. But we want friends. We want to, amen, to grow our mission field and our area of influence. And that happens when we become friendly. We develop a small circle of friends. Others would refer to that as clique. We don't want cliques here. Come on. We don't want cliques here. So when you want to limit your number of friends and your area of influence, that becomes what they call cliques, and we don't like cliques here. I'm a clique buster. So unfortunately, they would be correct much of the time to think that, you know, if you only limit yourself to a number of friends, you have a clique. And they would probably be right. they unfortunately would be right most of the time. So with our small circle of friends, we tend to build walls to keep others out rather than bridges to allow others in. That's what the clique does. Amen. You need to say, hey, come on in here. I got some good friends. Amen. You want to be their friend. Come on. Amen. So we have to be welcoming of people in our life. So if you want to form friendships, it requires you to be amiable. You say, well, what does amiable mean? Friendly. It means sociable. It means congenial. So you have to be an amiable host. You have to be an amiable neighbor. Somebody that says, hey, be my friend. Let me be your friend. You have to be sociable. I'm not talking Facebook sociable. Come on. I can't stand Facebook. Stupid. So we need to be friendly, sociable. So be a good host, be a friendly host. Be a friendly neighbor. All right? Proverbs 18:24 says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, must show himself sociable, must show himself congenial. All right? We have to do this. Friendship is somewhat like your bank account. All right? You cannot get anything out of it if you do not put anything into it. Well, they won't talk to me. Are you talking to them? Well, I said hi. Well, congratulations. It was a start. Don't stop. So put things into it. With this thought in mind, all right, like think about your bank account. You're going to invest. One should not wait for another person to make their contribution to the potential friendship. You do it. You reach out. Maybe they were where you were one time. And thank God somebody else reached out to you. Now, it may require one step outside of our comfort zone to do this. Get out of your comfort zone. Be a friend. And I believe God will be pleased with that if we get out of our comfort zone. I don't believe God is happy for us to be in a comfort zone. Aren't you glad he didn't worry about his comfort zone? He walked to Calvary for us. That surely wasn't comfortable. Come on, aren't you glad that you could have healing because he went out of his comfort zone? Well, that's God, and that's what he's supposed to do. You know, he could have called angels and wiped everything out and never went through it. But he did it thinking of you. He did it thinking of each one of us here today. God wants us to get out of our comfort zone. He said he told us to go and reach our world. He knew that wasn't a comfortable place for us, but he told us to do it. We have to do what the Lord wants us to do. So, it requires us getting out of our comfort zone. So one way to break the ice with a potential friend is to extend your hand and look them right in the eye and smile and say, hi, how are you today? I'm glad to meet you. What's your name? And it goes on from there. Amen? We can do this, folks. Every person that walks through these church doors ought to sense the love. They ought to sense the concern. They ought to sense the friendship here at Church of Pentecost. Amen? So we ought to greet folks that visit our services with a handshake and a smile and as well as eye contact and let them know they are welcome here. You want to get to know them. You want to meet them. You want to be their friend. We ought to do that no matter what kind of clothes they wear, they are wearing, what kind of color of their skin, how they smell, it doesn't matter. Come on. One man has summed up just how friendly church folks ought to be. to visitors by saying this: nothing in the world is friendlier than a wet dog or a Mateo. I'm just kidding. That old wet dog just comes up and wants to be there and wants you to enjoy his wetness. Amen? Being friendly to visitors will take some effort, but it's worth it. It's worth it. Someone once said, some people make enemies instead of friends because it's less trouble. They don't know Jesus. Amen? Listen, if we are going to be a positive influence for Jesus Christ, if we're going to reach others with the light of this gospel, we need to build bridges to develop new friendships. Amen? God has given us some principles to guide us in accomplishing this task. Folks, choosing sides is a poor way to cultivate friends. Proverbs 18:18 says, flipping a coin can end arguments. It settles disputes between powerful opponents. There are always those who want us to choose sides. There are always those that want us just to be just their friend. Especially if you choose their side, this becomes their way of having and keeping friends. If we go this route, we will find that we must choose and choose and choose again. If you choose sides with somebody, you're going to always be choosing sides with them. The process is never ending, never ending. Building true friendships with such people is nearly impossible. They use their little circle as a means to control, manipulate others. We just need to be everybody's friend. Amen? And be a peacemaker. Just be a peacemaker. You can, you know, it's kind of like, well, you can always be my friend if. No, I'm your friend no matter what. Amen? They will use their friendship to get you to make choices against others to prove your allegiance. No, I'm your friend, I'm their friend, I'm everybody's friend. If you fall into that trap, there will be no escape without alienating others. There are times we need to choose. However, our choices must be based upon the principles established by the Word of God, not personal manipulation. Okay? Building principles are never based upon personalities. Galatians 5:14, for the whole world can be summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Amen? The Lord is our source of building present friendships and reaching new friends. God, folks, desires us to be a friend to others. I've heard someone say, but if I'm not a people person, Pastor. Well, it may be true, but it isn't a valid excuse. Ask my wife. I wasn't either when she married me. Why? But when you love and you care for people like Jesus does, you'll get over that. Amen? You'll get over that because you cannot reach people unless you make yourself friendly. And believe me, folks, ask my wife. I wanted, you know, as a man's house is his castle, and I didn't want people around. And my thank God for my pastor and my wife. They busted right through that barrier for me. Come on. You see, I grew up with I'm the oldest of eight kids, and there was always cousins and stuff around, so when I got my place, I enjoyed being alone. So, but God knew what was best, didn't he? One of the greatest things about a child of God is that he can change us. God can change us. And if we won't allow God to change us, we got issues, we got problems. Don't expect God to bless you if you're not going to change. Because God didn't save you to keep you where you were. He saved you to make you different, to use you. Amen? You know, you can say, well, I'm not a people person. I'm not this. Well, Noah wasn't an ark builder. Until he met God. Until God says, hey, I want you to do this. Well, God, no, I want you to do this. Abraham wasn't a traveler. David wasn't a king. God will change you. God wants to change you. You need to let God change you. Amen? God, again, folks, God's not, when God sees us where we are in our predicament in the world, it's not anything that's appealing to him. But he says, if they will serve me, they can become this. That's what's appealing, where God wants to take you. So he didn't save you to stay the same. He saved you to make you something better. Come on. One of the greatest things about being a child of God is that he wants to change us. So consider for a moment all the changes that God has made in our lives. Are we better today than we were? Yes, we are. Come on. Now he can change us in the area of making friends also. Amen? He's our strength. He's our supply. He's everything we need. We cannot change ourselves. But God can enable us and bring about the changes necessary in our lives if we will let him. And why we wouldn't want to do God's will in our lives is beyond me. Because when you do the things of the Lord, all the promises God has put in his word are predicated on if. The beginning of change comes when I realize that I need to change. Right? You can't help somebody that's an alcoholic or drug addict if they won't admit they need help. You cannot help them. I don't care what you try. If they think they don't need help, you're not going to do anything for them. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, not that old person. So if you are still doing things your old way, then you're not in Christ. He's a new creature. Listen, old things are passed away. That old you better be gone. Or you better get back to the altar. Behold, all things are become new. This verse doesn't end with the salvation, folks. It continues on throughout our lives as God shapes us and conforms us to what? Into his image. Come on. That's why we have to show forth the fruit of the Spirit. Jesus went by a fruit tree that wasn't producing fruit, and he cursed it. I want him to see fruit from my life. Amen? So we have to use the guidelines from scriptures on friends and friendship. Make sure your friends covet their friendship. Okay? Proverbs 6:3. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. When thou art come into the hand of thy friend, go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. What is the biggest problem in building and maintaining friendships? We have to get rid of our pride. It's hard to be a friend to somebody that's so proud they won't admit they're wrong. They won't admit anything. Come on. Get rid of your selfish pride. Humility acknowledges that we need friends, and there is an emptiness in our lives without a friend. I need friends. Get out off your high horse and admit it. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Now let me really explain that. Proverbs 17:17 in the New Living Translation, a friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. God never intended for us to have to go it alone. He made us relational. Amen? We need each other. And others need us. Amen? Ecclesiastes 4, 9-10 says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone with when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him. Okay, that's when you need one of them buttons. I'm falling, I can't get up. I need friends, God, because when I fall, I need somebody to help me. You see, I believe that Mary and Martha felt much better about their brother's death when Jesus was standing next to them. You see, when we go through things, we need friends. Right? We need friends that are going to be there for us. That strength. Just to say that at that right moment, that kind word that will help you to get over that hump that you're struggling with. Sacrifices are willingly made by friends for their friends. Isn't it great when you know somebody is going out of their way to help you when you're hurting? Come on, let's be honest here today. When I'm hurting, I'm so glad that this person was there, or that person was there, or Church of Pentecost was there. Come on, we need each other. Come on. Now the Lord, He's our supreme example. He's our supreme illustration of this truth. When we need help, He's there. John 15:13, for greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That was the ultimate sacrifice for his friends. But there are many sacrifices made in a relationship. That's, you know how you know you got a good relationship, when they're not running off when you need help. Right? That's how you know, hey, these are true friends. That is the nature of friendship. It isn't self-centered, but always looks to help. Always looks to help others. Someone has said that friendship doubles our joy and divides our grief. Isn't that true? Friendship doubles our joy and divides our grief. If one is unwilling to do for another, then they are unwilling to be a friend. So how can we increase our friendliness? We need to decide in our hearts that we will love people. It's not always easy, but we're going to love people. Some people are hard to love. Come on, folks, lighten up so I can love you easier. Smile when we look at people and continue to smile. Be gracious and happy to see a familiar face. You know, it's not, I don't want to see this. Oh, my goodness, here they come. Just duck down the aisle in Walmart. Hope they didn't see me. Huh? Be glad to see them. Talk pleasantly. Do not dominate the conversation. Take a breath and let somebody else talk. Avoid the inclination to think that we're always right. Do for others without expecting them to return a favor. Pray that God would make us friendly. Come on. And you know what else? Here's what we all should pray for. And it'll help us to do all of these things, is compassion. Compassion. Proverbs 18:24, a man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Do we want to influence people with the message of Jesus Christ? Do we want to do that? Are we willing to be a true friend? What is the condition of our present friendship? Look around this room here today. What is your present condition of the friendships with each one here? Then we need to work on some, probably. Are we actively looking to build new bridges that God can use us to bring people into our lives? James 4:17, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Okay? So we talked about this today. You know it's to do what to do. If you don't do it, and what is it? Sin. In the New Living Translation, it says this in James 4:17. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and do not do it. Is becoming a friend just shaking someone's hand and saying hi? Do you try to get to know people outside of church? How many phone numbers do you have from new people that have been attending Church of Pentecost? Please visit with others today that you don't hang out with normally. Please visit with new people today. Get to know people. Amen? Play a game with them. All right? Do something. Just be determined. I'm going to make new friends. Let's stand here today. All right, we don't have the park officially till 1 o'clock. So if you need to run home and get whatever you got, if you need to go buy Nate's Taco Bell or whatever it is that you're going to do, if you're going to buy KFC, whatever it is, go to Giant Eagle, please do that. But we cannot go down there and run people off until 1 o'clock. Yeah, we can start setting up and stuff. But if somebody comes around and you can't say, this is ours, no, invite them. Become a friend. Build a bridge. You know what to do now. Don't sin. This was hard, but a little bit fun. Some of you make it hard by sitting there like this. If you think that way, then I probably was talking about you. All right, amen. Lord, we just love you today. God, I ask that you go with us today. I pray, Lord, that you just bless this fellowship today. Lord, help us to make great friends today. Lord, bless the food, we pray. And Lord, keep the rain away, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.